Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. After a long Labor Day weekend and hints that interest rates might be coming down, Wall Street traders are buying with a vengeance. The Dow Industrial Average is ahead now 289 points, and the NASDAQ is up 70 since the opening bell. We got this analysis from San Diego-based market watcher Gabriel Wisdom of Private Asset Management.
The factors responsible for the big rally today is the news that Alan Greenspan and the Federal Reserve are more likely to reduce short-term interest rates than anything else when they meet. And interest rates are already low. If they go lower, it makes stocks very attractive at these depressed levels.
European markets are higher, and Asian performance was mixed. Smoke, Swiss Air, Halifax, sound familiar? An Airbus operated by a Swiss Air subsidiary made a safe emergency return to Halifax yesterday after a smoky condition developed. Swiss Air spokesman Urs Neff.
Just off the takeoff in Halifax, they had a short circuit in the galley behind an oven, and so they returned immediately, had a safe landing, and 6 hours later the airplane could again take off and heading towards Vancouver.
But two of the 144 passengers refused to get back on that plane. Near Halifax, weather is hampering the search for wreckage and remains of Swiss Air Flight 111. Newswoman Carol Zimmer reports live.
Divers won't be searching the ocean floor to try and retrieve the cockpit voice recorder because seas are too rough. And Vic Gurdon of Canada's Transportation Safety Board says recovery efforts are important, but there are also other considerations.
The safety of personnel involved is the highest priority.
While bringing up the flight data recorder, a diver ran into trouble because of a small leak in his suit and had to be rushed to the surface. He is okay, but investigators say the incident shows how dangerous the recovery effort can be. Live in Halifax, I'm Carol Zimmer for CBS News.
Police in Aurora, Colorado can still not explain a holiday shooting spree that left six people dead and an alleged gunman in custody. Lee Frank reports.
Police say an 18-year-old found shot to death in a grassy field near an office park was one of two shotgun-armed suspects who burst into two homes and killed five people. Why is unknown, says Aurora, Colorado police agent Bob Steff.
We don't know if it was just rage or what.
Police hope to get some answers about the six killings from a 17-year-old suspect taken into custody early this morning. Lee Frank, CBS News, Denver.
Opening statements begin today in Las Vegas in the trial of Jeremy Strohmeyer, the Long Beach, California student accused of sexually assaulting and strangling a 7-year-old girl in a casino restroom. The prosecution contends he collected pornography and admitted fantasizing about sex with young girls. With one crack of the bat, Big Mac electrified Busch Stadium. That homer tied the Roger Maris record of 61, but Mark McGuire has no intention of stopping now. More from newsman Steve Futter.
It's 61 down, one to go for Mark McGuire. One home run separates the St. Louis Cardinal first baseman from baseball immortality. Yesterday, McGuire equaled the single-season home run mark. Today, he has a chance to break it. Despite all the attention, McGuire says he wasn't nervous as he hit home run 61.
I was very calm. Sometimes when you might get caught up in the moment and you might be shaking a little bit, the heart might beat in 1,000 miles a minute, and I just was telling myself, get a good pitch to hit.
McGuire got a very good pitch to hit. The historic home run ball was recovered by a local St. Louis fan. He gave the ball to McGuire. McGuire gave the man a pair of signed bats and signed uniforms. Steve Futterman for CBS News, St. Louis.
If President Clinton's lawyers want a sneak preview of what could be a damning Kenneth Starr report to Congress, we get more live from CBS News correspondent Ed Crane.
It will likely contain lurid details and may contain allegations of illegal behavior on the president's part, which may be why Bill Clinton's personal attorney wants it to arrive at the White House before it gets to Capitol Hill. David Kendall has written the special prosecutor asking that the report be given to the White House before it's made public out of, quote, fundamental fairness. Published reports say White House aides want time to put the best spin possible on the Starr package, and one congressional Democrat wants Starr to keep the lid on his findings until January.
There ought to be an opportunity to refute the charges, that it should be done in a formal context. The honorable thing would be to wait until a new Congress takes place and let the new Congress sift fact from innuendo.
Virginia's James Moran appearing on Larry King Live. Moran and Kendall may both be disappointed by one account. Starr's report could go to the Hill later this week. Bill?
Opening arguments begin today in the Santa Monica embezzlement trial of Whitewater figure Susan McDougal. We get more from CBS News correspondent David Dow.
Opposing lawyers will preview a case that could boil down to a trial by paper involving thousands of documents. McDougal is accused of embezzling more than $150,000 while working for fame conductors Zubin Mehta and his wife. The jury of seven women and five men will be asked to put aside any feelings McDougal may have generated during her Whitewater battles. A tall order, says CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen.
It's hard for a jury in this case with this kind of defendant to come in with a blank slate against her. And, of course, after the trial, when the jury talks, perhaps, we'll know whether some of those prejudices helped or hurt her.
Attorneys have been ordered to avoid even mentioning the name of Special Prosecutor Kenneth Starr. David Dow, CBS News, Santa Monica.
A 25-year-old man was killed in a Labor Day roller coaster accident in Santa Clara, California. As KCBS newsman Doug Sovereign reports, a woman rider accidentally kicked a man on the ground at Paramount's Great America theme park.
Authorities say Hector Mendoza's baseball cap flew off his head while he was riding Top Gun, a suspended roller coaster that dangles passengers' legs below an aerial trackway. Mendoza climbed into an off-limits area to get the hat and was struck and killed.
Why would you hop over the fence to get a hat without asking one of the workers to do it for you?
Tanisha Knight was waiting in line for the coaster when the freak accident happened.
Now that I'm kind of scared and I don't want to go on that roller coaster no more.
Doug Sovereign, CBS News, Santa Clara, California.
The government warns parents not to use a potentially dangerous backpack baby carrier made by the Evenflo company without first getting a corrective part. More from CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
22,000 hike and roll child carriers are being recalled. The problem? Large leg openings that an infant can slip through, creating a strangulation hazard. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has received 16 complaints to date, but fortunately there have been no serious injuries. Owners of the product should call the manufacturer Evenflo at 1-800-649-0071 to receive a seat insert to repair the problem.
It's 8 minutes after the hour. Russian President Boris Yeltsin has one more chance to get a new prime minister approved by parliament. But as CBS News correspondent Richard Threlkeld reports from Moscow, there's a hint today that Yeltsin might turn away from his first choice and offer a compromise.
What's making news in Moscow today is what President Boris Yeltsin has not done. Now that his candidate for prime minister, Viktor Chernomyrdin, has been rejected, Yeltsin has not resubmitted Chernomyrdin's name for a third and final vote by the parliament. Instead, he's spending the day in meetings, fueling speculation he might offer someone more acceptable to the opposition. Moscow's mayor, Yuri Lushkov, or the foreign minister, Yevgeny Primakov. Yeltsin has a week to send somebody's name to parliament. If that candidate's rejected, parliament will be dissolved and there'll be new elections, something all sides want to avoid. Richard Threlkeld, CBS News, Moscow.
Moments ago, Primakov, the foreign minister, ruled himself out. The ruble continues to fall. On the streets of Moscow, it's trading for about 20 to the dollar, just a third of its value last month. Jerry Seinfeld can afford to take it easy. He tops the Forbes magazine list of highest paid entertainers at $225 million. Just behind at $200 million is Larry David, co-creator of the Seinfeld series. A USA Today survey finds double-digit increases in taxicab accidents in cities like Phoenix, Miami, and Seattle since 1990. In New York City alone, they're up 41%. Kiko the Whale, who starred in the movie Free Willy, is finally about to be really free to a point. Tomorrow, an Air Force C-17 will fly him to Iceland, where he'll rejoin his pod in a floating sea pen the size of a football field. It's a letdown to young fans who've gotten to know Kiko at the Oregon Coast Aquarium in Newport, Oregon.
I'm going to miss him. I don't want him to go back to Iceland, but it's good for him to go back to where he was found.
He's happy to be home.
He's leaving us.
And the Dow Industrials are still up 270 points. And that's the roundup for this Tuesday. I'm Bill Lynch, CBS News.